Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Great to have you here for this Wednesday edition of our program. We're very excited about what's happening this week. Derek Prince is teaching one of his life messages, one of the themes that comes out of his own experience and his own dark night of the soul as he wrestled with hopelessness, because our theme this week is hope. And one of Derek's primary battles in his early life was, again, hopelessness. Now, he's covered 7 points that I want to review very quickly because they're so vital to our lives and to the truths that come out of the scriptures. He's taught us, first of all, that there are three abiding realities in the Christian life: faith, hope, and love. Second, he's taught us that hope is produced by the new birth, and that's really the primary lesson out of Derek Prince's life. He always taught that the meaning of life is a relationship. I imagine he would say that the source of hope is that same relationship. He also taught us that hope is based on Christ's resurrection. If Jesus is truly raised from the dead, then everything is possible, and hope arises from our hearts. He also taught us that hope looks forward to Christ's return. You know, we're not just meant to have hope in this life only. And in fact, Paul said, if we have hope only for this life, we're above all men fools. And so we have hope that Christ is coming again. We also have hope because it finds its source in God's love. Again, as an illustration I used earlier, it's like the parent telling a child that great things are coming at Christmas, or great things are coming in the summer family vacation. That's only possible because the parent loves and is providing those great things. That's what God does for us. Also, we're told that hope motivates us to holy living. Absolutely. We live in this life with holiness and righteousness because we have a hope that anchors us, a hope that drives us to believe that a greater day is coming and we should live so as to prepare for it. And then finally, it says, Derek taught us that hope produces confident, radiant Christians. Man, do we need that in this generation. Our world is in decline. People are living in hopelessness. And what we need is the radiant glory of a hopeful body of believers in Jesus Christ. Now, let me be quiet for a moment. Let me let Derek teach, because this is powerful. Let's listen as Derek teaches us about hope.
Now, the ultimate focus of all Christian hope is the return of Christ. This is the blessed hope set before all true believers. It's the hope. Other things are hopes, but this is the hope. It has two main effects on the way we live. First of all, it motivates us to holy living. And I venture to say, if you read the New Testament with an open mind, you'll find that this was the main motivation the apostles set before the people of God for holy living. It was the expectation of the return of Jesus Christ. The second effect that this hope has is that it releases us from the bondage of time. People of this world are just shut up in a little prison of a few brief years that God allots to each, and who knows how long they are in any life. Beyond that, they have nothing. But we live in time, but our hope takes us beyond time into eternity. Hope liberates us from the prison of time. In my talk today, I'm going to share on the source of all hope, which is the love of God. This is what Paul says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who has loved us and given us eternal comfort and good hope by grace, comfort and strengthen your hearts in every good work and word. Aren't those beautiful words? Let's meditate on them together for just a little while. The first thing we see is that the source of hope is God's love. God loved us, and therefore he gave us eternal comfort and good hope by grace. Remember, the ultimate power behind the universe is the love of God. God is a Father. And when we know God as Father, we have this kind of hope. It's a gift of his love. It proceeds from a confidence in his unvarying love and faithfulness. So the source of hope is God's love. But it comes through Christ, because Paul mentions not only God our Father, but the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Jesus Christ is the only channel through which love from God and hope from God can come into our lives. The third feature of this hope is that it is a gift by grace. Paul says God gave us eternal comfort and good hope by grace. Remember, grace cannot be earned. Anything that can be earned is not grace. But the things that come by grace, you receive only by faith. So you have to receive this hope, not trying to earn it, not trying to work out if you're good enough, not even trying to reason some rational basis why you can have hope, but receive it as a gift of God's love, given by his grace.
Three powerful truths we should hang our hearts on. The source of hope is God's love. Christ is the only channel through which love and hope from God can come into our lives. And hope is a gift by grace. Thank God for the truth of his word. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Faith. Explore the mystery, promises, and powers of genuine faith as you read the insightful book, Faith to Live By. In it, Derek Prince answers your questions about faith and reveals how to pray effectively, understand spiritual gifts, and truly enjoy an abundant life. In this easy-to-read book, based solidly on the scriptures, you'll discover what God is saying to you. Order your copy of Faith to Live By now for only $8.95 when you call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Faith to Live By is a hope-filled resource for every Christian who wants to receive the promises of a faith-filled life. Order now. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us here on this Wednesday. Derek Prince has been teaching us about hope, and it's a topic that I'm excited about, not only because it comes authentically out of his own life, but because hope feeds courage, and courage is what we need to live powerfully in this generation. Now, coming up a little bit later in the program, you're going to hear a testimony from a woman who has had a tragedy in her life and yet has found hope on the other side. You won't want to miss this. So now let's listen as Derek continues to teach us about hope.
And then together with that phrase, good hope, Paul says God has given us eternal comfort. With hope, there comes a comfort that goes beyond time. Our expectations, our anticipations, our satisfactions are not limited to this brief span of time. That word eternal is such a rich word, such a vast word. It means that which is not subject to time, that which is not in time, that which was before time and will be after time. This hope lifts us out of this net of time in which we're embroiled and puts us onto a different level, an eternal plane of living. We can walk this earth like kings and like princes, because we have this hope. We're not slaves any longer of time. We've been liberated by the gift of hope which comes through God's grace. And then, again, as I've said in my previous talk, but again it needs to be emphasized, this hope makes us strong for holy living. After he's spoken about the eternal comfort and the good hope, Paul says that God will comfort and strengthen your hearts in every good word and work. You see, a hopeless person is a weak person. He doesn't have the real motivation. When the going gets tough, he's got nothing that makes him hang in there. His hands fall slack, and he shrugs his shoulders and says, well, I suppose it's no good. But a person with this hope that we're talking about is strengthened. In times of hardship and trouble, he endures. He holds fast. God strengthens his heart through this hope. Let me just briefly recapitulate what I've said on the basis of that passage. Five things. The source of hope is God's love. It comes through Christ. It is a gift by grace. It is eternal. It makes us strong for holy living. To conclude my talk today, I want to emphasize once more the eternal nature of hope. I want to turn to the words of Paul in Romans chapter 14, verses 7 through 9. For none of us lives to himself alone, and none of us dies to himself alone. If we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. Notice that we do not live or die to ourselves alone. To do that is to be very lonely. And this world of ours is full of lonely people. They're shut up in a prison of their own self. They live for themselves. They die to themselves. They have no other expectation. They have no other interest. Their concerns do not reach beyond themselves. They're in a prison of self. But through Christ, we are liberated from this prison. Paul says, we don't live to ourselves. We don't die to ourselves. We live for Christ. We die to Christ. Whether we live or whether we die, we belong to the Lord. So death has no real dominion over us. It has no terror for us. It's just a release into a higher plane of living. So we need to understand that Christ has dealt with the ultimate issues, which are life and death. If we have any kind of religion or any kind of faith or any kind of philosophy that cannot deal with life and then with death, it's totally inadequate to human needs, because every one of us faces life and faces death. But the fact that Jesus died and rose from the dead and became Lord both of the living and of the dead liberates us from that bondage of self and of time and of self-preoccupation. We're not living to ourselves, we're living to Christ. And if we die, we die to Christ. He's there to receive us. We belong to him. We've become God's responsibility. We don't have to carry the burden of arranging everything, providing everything, managing everything for ourselves. Our lives are the responsibility of the Lord. And just let me turn back for a moment to the words of the psalmist, David, in Psalm 17, verse 15, when he so beautifully sums up this expectation. He says, as for me, I shall behold thy face in righteousness. I will be satisfied with thy likeness when I awake. You see, there's a hope that extends beyond the grave. David is saying, I'll fall asleep in death, but there's a day coming, a moment coming, when I'll awake. I'll see his face. I'll be clothed with his righteousness, and I'll be satisfied. What a powerful word that is, satisfied. When I meditate in that scripture, I like to repeat it over and over to myself. Satisfied, satisfied, fully satisfied. I will be satisfied. See, that's my hope. That's my hope in life. That's my hope in death. That's the hope that's liberated me from time and all its petty concerns and worries, liberated me from my own littleness, from my own inabilities, my own weaknesses, my own frustrations. I'm not shut up in that prison. What has liberated me? Hope. Oh, how I thank God for that hope.
Hope liberates us from the prison of time. Just ahead, a powerful story of hope.
It may be a feeling you just can't shake. Plenty of frustration and irritation, but hardly any lasting satisfaction. What causes this gloom? In his classic teaching, Release from the Curse, Derek Prince explores the possible spiritual reasons why your life may lack the sunshine of God's blessings. In this special audio CD teaching, Derek explains the reality and nature of curses and blessings, presents a wealth of scripture identifying true curses, and expertly explains how to be free of them. For a limited time, we want you to have a copy as our way of saying thank you for your gift of any amount. Call 800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Thank you for your financial support of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. or send your gift securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us on the program today. We've been here listening to Derek talk about hope and this powerful teaching that comes out of his life and his ministry. And if you've missed any of that, you can catch all of this series as well as others on www.derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org. You'll find all kinds of information about what's going on in Derek Prince Ministries. Now, in the studio with me today is one of my dear friends and also one of the producers of this show, David Holland. Dave, great to have you back again.
Hey, thanks, Stephen. That's one of my privileges from time to time to be able to bring you and our listeners a story of hope or somebody who's received a miraculous touch from God or somebody who this ministry has impacted in a special way. It's my pleasure to introduce all of us to Pamela Shoemaker. She's got a remarkable story. Let's listen.
My name is Pamela Shoemaker, and I live in Lakewood, Colorado. And I have been a born-again believer for 21 years now. I am growing more and more, even still, seeing the importance of God's Word and the need for godly, sound, biblical teaching. I was married for 25 years. My dear husband developed a brain tumor, and his illness lasted for 11 months. I can just look back and see how the Lord was my strength and our strength, our entire family, through that whole situation. And it was actually very much like a siege at times. My husband was a very godly man, a believer, and we did not want this to happen. But I can see how the Lord was there and how he used his word to bear us up and to walk us through that entire situation. I have four children, and I believe we have come through this situation that God has just delivered us from deep sorrow, and God brings us through. He lifts us up with hope through his word, and through this entire situation, I have discovered more and more that the Holy Spirit truly is the counselor and the comforter. He's our strength, our hope, our guide. There is hope. There is always purpose behind God's plans, and he wants to bless us. He wants to use us to bless and comfort others, ultimately. The Word of God is the living Word of God, and that it is powerful, and that it can be used for strength. It can be used to lift us up or to get us back on track, going in the right direction, when we will just yield to the Lord. I would listen to Christian radio during the day, and Derek Prince was one of the programs early in the morning. I would actually plan my schedule around it to hear it, because to listen to his voice, I just knew that this was correct teaching, and it was like listening to a father's voice. It was a great way to start the day with truth and just that comfort and peace and direction. And so oftentimes, it would address exactly what I needed to hear. It was like a gift to me from the Lord to hear something that personally addressed what I was going through, and that would give me an answer. The Lord has given us a new beginning, and I did hear one of Derek's teachings on receiving God's best and asking God to choose for us. There are no unknowns with our Lord, and I asked him to choose for me. And since that time, we have had a new beginning, and I can see that God has used this circumstance, this situation in my life, to reach out to others and to comfort others. He's actually given me so many things since that time. I asked him to choose for me. He's led me to a new church where I have truly learned to worship. And one of the things that Derek Prince stressed was knowing God and committing our way to him and trusting him, the importance of God's word. And I have known that, but I've come to understand it in a deeper, more profound way. So I'm at a new church. I have a new life. God has actually lifted me up with great hope for the future. And one of the teachings that the Lord used to comfort me through Derek Prince was from Psalm 84. It states that, "Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca," which is Hebrew for weeping, "as they pass through that valley of weeping, they make it a spring." We go from strength to strength. And Derek's teaching was that even though we go through these times of tragedy, we go through this time of weeping, We don't have to stay there. And that is absolutely correct, and what I walk in this day, I do keep going. And God has given me a ministry through my church for reaching out to other people who are hurting, to new believers who need to see that God's Word is all-powerful, and that even as Michael is God, God has become a father to my children. And the Word also says that He is a defender of widows, and that is absolutely true. I'm thankful to say it is absolutely true. He has drawn me through many difficult situations.
You know, Dave, Pamela sounds like the kind of woman who's very special in the way that she feeds on the Word of God. And also what's interesting is that in Derek's ministry, you know, as you just simply teach the Word faithfully over so many years, obviously it's going to apply to people's lives at different junctures in their life, different crises moments. And that seems to be what Pamela has experienced.
Well, that's exactly right. And there were many points throughout her life in which there was just a fit between the way the Word came and ministry came through Derek and where she was in her life and her ability to receive. But it occurs to me, Stephen, as we're listening, that there may be a large number of people who are listening right now who, as Pamela found herself at the loss of her husband, at a moment in which hope was really desperately needed, and perhaps they're not finding that hope in that moment of darkness or in that moment of hopelessness as she did. And I just wonder if you might just speak to that and minister to those folks right now who may be at that point, who are suffering, have suffered loss, and need hope.
I'd be delighted to, because I've been through some things myself, and I know that when you go through a difficult experience, a crisis, could be anything, could be a divorce, could be the loss of a loved one, could just be relational betrayal and the bruising that comes from living amongst fallen human beings, or any of a number of things, that bludgeoning, that hard blow that you endure, focuses you so much on the immediate that you forget about the future. You forget about the things that are promised. You forget about the fact that God has made you for a purpose, that God is able to use that crisis and that painful season in your life to do magnificent things with you. You know, I look back now on some extremely dark and painful seasons. And truly, I can say this, I'm not just making this up to fit Derek's teaching. I thank God for them because they so propelled me forward. But I will have to admit that during the dark night of the soul, I had lost hope. I had lost a sense that the future could really be brighter than that dark moment was. And so I want to pray for those who are listening to this program today. Believe me, we are all human beings who are bringing the show to you. We are all human beings who put this together, and from the engineers to the producers, certainly to me, to the other people you hear on this program, we're just people who have endured pain and difficulty and disappointment ourselves. And so we too are taking hold of the hope that's in Jesus Christ. And that's what I want to offer now to you in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for those who are listening today by divine appointment. You've brought them to this moment. There are folks listening who have never listened before. And we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to rekindle hope in their hearts as they take hold of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray that you'll, no matter how painful the circumstances they are enduring at this very moment, that you will rekindle in their soul a knowledge that there is a God, that the God uses painful seasons, that that God will bring about great things in the future, and that there are promises that they have a destiny to fulfill, a heaven that is ultimately their home, and great things to experience in this life that, Lord, they really can't see now in the painful moment. Rebirth hope. Give it by grace. Let them be set free. Let that spirit of despair be broken over their lives. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Dave, great to have you with us. Thanks so much for sharing that truth.
My pleasure. Thank you, Stephen.
Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to order Derek's practical book, Faith to Live By, for only $8.95. When you call 1-800-448-3261, that's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And remember, for your gift of any amount to Derek Prince Ministries, we'll send you a CD copy of Derek's powerful message, Released from the Curse, as our way of saying thank you. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can order securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.